minutes or something.
Day the Tearaway in Northwest London, Thursday, Yudches Elul, 26th of August, Rabbi Dov Ost, Indoor Sukkahs. This week's Tearaway has been sponsored by Nishmas Rabari Ben Ramosha Batsala.
Good morning, everybody. So, in the last, Stella, in the last 10, 20, 30 years or so, people have been building sukkahs, moving from the traditional outdoor sukkah with four wooden walls and a bit of schachon. Now people are very often building sukkahs in their houses, indoors, with the new roofs that they have, whatever it is, to make it much more comfortable, which is a big hiddur in the mitzvah, if one can do that. Makes it much easier, warmer, especially in the English weather. However, it comes with it a whole new host of shailas, which we will see. So this presentation has four parts. We're going to first investigate the very basic halachas of the height and the width of sukkahs and how they apply indoors. The second is the positioning and the orientation of the walls, how they have to be placed, so they should be done kahalacha. Then a very widespread issue that is very, very pertinent in indoor sukkahs, as we will see, based on a Gemara. And then a case study, if there's time, not necessarily important if we run out of time. So part number one, a few basic halachas which everybody knows. We all know that a sukkah must be 7 tefachim long and 7 tefachim wide. It's a very straightforward halacha. Of course, a sukkah can be much bigger than that, but the minimum shear of a sukkah is 7 tefachim and 7 tefachim. And the height of a sukkah is at least 10 tefachim high. Again, that could be a much taller than that. The walls must be 7 tefachim. Even if the schach is way above that, the walls themselves must be at least 10 tefachim high. Again, very straightforward halacha. So this looks quite obvious. As I said, most people know that. But let's have a look at this wall over here, which is somewhere here actually in London. This wall looks deceptively perfect. You can see the little corner at the top there. Let's get my little pointer. There we are. You can see up here the little corner of the sukkah roof. And we measure the height of the wall and we see that it's actually less than 10 tefachim high. Which means that as far as halachically is concerned, that wall, for all general purposes, doesn't exist. So doesn't the top wall join together? The answer is there's a 3 tefachim gap between the top wall and the bottom wall. Goes actually to the next kitchen, if you can see this. There's another whole room there. It's a whole kitchen there, and if you can see. It's the morning room and the kitchen. It's the wall between the two, and you've got like a serving window between the two.
If you put dividing folders in that serving gap.
Oh, sure. I'll tell you, you'll see that in a minute. But as it stands now, this sukkah wall is actually possible. So it looks.
Say that the upper wall is good achis.
So good achis is a Mishnah, and we machlokes in the Mishnah, the Maisa, the halacha we pass, and we don't say good achis. Yeah. So again, this can be sorted exactly like you said. You can place anything there. You can place a partition, you can place a piece of wood, you can place a few cartons of drink. Whatever it is, it doesn't really make a difference. But this is where the next halacha comes into play. That it must be 7 tefachim, span at least 7 tefachim. And here's also a very common mistake. 7 tefachim we have to start from the corner, but the 7 tefachim counting must be from where the sukkah opening starts. You can see up there my pointer, you've got a little bit, from the back wall, there's a significant space, which means you'd have to start counting the 7 tefachim from about there, on the side, if you can see where my pointer is over there. And you would have to fill in 7 tefachim, and those are the two halachas that we said, 10 tefachim high, 7 tefachim long, that apply to an indoor sukkah. Moving on to part two. Now, a sukkah needs 3 walls, and placing the walls correctly, how that should be done. So 2 walls have to be complete 7 tefachim long, 2 complete walls, solid, 7 tefachim walls. After that, you can have as much as you like. It could be doorways after that. That's fine. But the core basis of the sukkah must be 2 walls of 7 tefachim.
A third wall can be,
does not need to be a complete 7 tefachim, exactly like you said, yes. However, getting it right and putting it in the right place in orientation with the other walls is absolutely crucial in the sukkah being kosher. So the Gemara gives us 2 options, and the Shulchan Aruch brings these 2 options. First option is 2 walls at right angles. So starting with 1 wall spanning 7 tefachim, followed by a second wall at right angles and directly connected to the first wall. Very important that. And again, after that, you can have a bigger sukkah. It doesn't have to be 7 tefachim. You can have bigger sukkah with doorways, with holes, with everything in. But the core basis of this sukkah must be 2 walls at right angles connected to each other. And then the Gemara says you can have, the third wall can be basically just a door frame with 2 small conditions. There may be a gap between the door frame and the wall, and as long as it's less than 3 tefachim, which is called lavud, and the post, this post over here, must be at least a tefach and a tiny bit more, spanning altogether, just, you can't see that, 4 tefachim, so the entirety from the corner wall to the internal side of the door frame will be 4 tefachim. That's the Gemara. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Again, it sounds very simple, but let's see a sukkah built indoors. So this sukkah was built based on this model with 2 walls at right angles to each other, as we'll see over there. Those are the 2 walls at right angles. However, there's a doorway, and that doorway breaks the connection between the 2 core walls. Now, if there'd be a door there and he would close the door, then obviously that would be fine. But there's not even a door there, which you can close, and even if there would be people sometimes they often have a doorway and they'd have a door open or whatever it is, they'd have to make sure that this, for this sukkah to be kosher, if it's based on that model, like I said, if it could have a third wall, that would be wonderful, that would be fine. But if his third wall is based on just a door frame, which is a tefach thick, like the Gemara says, a very small wall, not a complete wall, if that's his third wall, then these are his 2 core 7 tefachim walls. They're not connected to each other because of this doorway. Again, if the doorway would be further along the wall, not in the corner, you'd have 7 tefachim of wall followed by a doorway, that's fine. In this particular example, his doorway is breaking the connection between the 2 core walls. And let's have a look at another example. So here we have a sukkah. You're looking to the right of the sukkah with the back, there's the back wall. And then here's the right, his doorway into the lounge. And the same sukkah, there's the back wall, just now taken from the left side, where you can see a little bit past the fridges there. He's got a patio door there going out to the patio, to the back garden. So let's have a picture of the diagram of the sukkahs over there. Just, that's the back wall, this green line over there, that's the back wall of the sukkah. If you can see the picture, small picture in the corner, that's the back wall of the sukkah. And then you have this side wall to the right, just before the return, before the doorway to the lounge, which is not 7 tefachim long. So that means, assuming that the lounge doors are open, it would be that would not create your 2 core walls of 7 tefachim. However, it is 4 tefachim, and we said that the third wall can be 4 tefachim followed by a doorway. So if you have 2 other walls besides this red wall, it would be kosher because you have 4 tefachim and a doorway. So let's see if we have 2 other walls. So we have this wall over here, which is made up of a section of brickwork and a window before the patio. And that, let's measure it from the inside. So we're going to have another look inside, photos inside the sukkah. We have again to the right, you can see there the return behind the open lounge door, which is less than 4 tefachim, and the back wall there, which is fine. And then there's the picture of the wall, and we're going to take a photo now looking directly on this back patio door. There we are.
So those double doors are
an
ikuv then, aren't they?
The double door, the door frame is an ikuv. You don't need the door, the double doors to the lounge.
You had a picture of 2 doors opening onto the sukkah, 2 patio doors opening onto the sukkah, that's it.
That's onto the lounge, yeah, they're going right into the lounge. It's going into
the
lounge.
If the doors open, then you're breaking the connection.
No. We say this is the back wall of the sukkah.
Yeah.
This is this wall over here, the return behind the patio door is 4 tefachim. So we're looking for 2 other walls besides this wall into the lounge. If he closed these doors, that would be fine. If he closed these doors, it would be fine. But assuming that he wants the doors open to his lounge.
You always need at least 4 tefachim for the third wall.
Well, in theory, you could get away with one tefach and lovud, but no one's
going
to.
In this case, all you need is one tefach on that side if that's the third wall.
Yes.
On the patio, on the.
Yes, but you need one tefach with lovud altogether is four. One to get tefach placed within lovud creates four tefachim.
Why do you need four tefachim?
So the Gemara says you need to have four tefachim to have roiv dofen. You need to have four out of seven before you have your tzuras ha-pesach for the third wall. When the Gemara says it can be a tefach, it means you only.
Tradition
for the tefach means that the third wall can be made out of a tefach solid piece
plus
a bit of air. So when we say tefach, it means you only need to use material of a tefach. But it actually has to span four tefachim by being placed within lovud of the corner. So for all general purposes, an indoor sukkah, because we're not going to put a post within lovud in a sukkah, so I'm going to call it four tefachim. So let's have a look again at the patio door. So we're going to measure now from the corner of the sukkah, which again, you have to be careful to measure from where the sukkah starts, indicated by the blue dotted lines. And we notice that we have exactly seven tefachim up until the patio door, which is great. So now we have three walls. This wall over here, where you're looking at now, the seven tefachim is the core wall. After that, you can have a patio door, which can be opened. You have the back wall, which is at direct right angles, connected to this seven tefachim part of the wall. The third wall will be the wall to the lounge, which is a small bit of wall of four tefachim, followed by a doorway. Beautiful. The sukkah is absolutely kosher.
But you can't open the window.
Notice that the window starts less than 10 tefachim from the ground, and therefore, if you would open that window, it will cause the sukkah to be possible. And here we have all three halachas we've just mentioned coming into play in one place. You have the halacha of 10 tefachim high, that a wall needs to be 10 tefachim, and that's why this window, being given that it starts within 10 tefachim, it being opened will break that height of 10 tefachim. Having done that, it will then break the width of 7 tefachim of the wall, one second, and having doing that, it will break the connection of the two core walls of the of which you need for a sukkah to allow for the third wall to be only a partial wall. Yeah.
The second wall, as long as one section is 10 tefachim high, as long as 7 tefachim to 10 tefachim high, that means the rest of the wall is also 10.
Yes, yes.
And you use the whole of the sukkah in only that section.
Yes, yes. Let's say if you have a doorway, this patio door, you can open the patio door. Assuming that the window is closed, let's just keep the window closed for a minute.
Yeah.
You can open the patio door, that doesn't matter, there's no problem. When you've got your core wall of 7 tefachim.
Even if the whole of that wall, that patio, the whole of that back wall is doors which are open.
Even if it's doorways with a tzuras ha-pesach, yes, that would be fine. So what?
Open space
with no doorway. With no doorway, no. But if it's large patio doors, it could be all doors are built with a tzuras ha-pesach, that would be fine. Yeah, no.
The kitchen scenario, you showed a tissue box, only about seven tokens. The rest of it was not the door.
Correct. With that, he had two other walls anyway.
You couldn't use that as a.
As a doorway. No. Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah. Okay, the Gemara gives a second option of how to place the two walls of a sukkah. They don't have to be at right angles. You can have them parallel to each other. So you have a core, basic starting point of a wall, 7 tefachim long, followed by another wall of 7 tefachim parallel. Again, you can have longer than that afterwards, no problem, of course. And the Gemara here says it's not enough to put just a tefach of post. You have to here put a pas dalet, you have to have 4 tefachim, and again, placed within lovud of the wall, followed by a tzuras ha-pesach. So let's have a look at a sukkah built on this model. This was someone in Edra who consulted me about his sukkah. So this is the floor plan, and you can see there the sukkah, which he was going to build two walls parallel to each other, one by the party wall and then one into the kitchen, and then into the lounge, which is over here, from the kitchen eating area into the lounge. He was going to have a little return for the doorway of the lounge and a tzuras ha-pesach doorway to his lounge. And that makes the sukkah absolutely perfect and kosher. But what happens when he only opens one roof? And this happens the whole time. People have sukkah roofs, they have two sides to them very often, and you open one side, just having a bit of coffee and cake or something, you're not opening the whole roof, you're not having a whole meal now, just one person, you open one side. Let's have a look. If you were to open that side flashing blue, that's the open side, he has now lost completely the light green wall, and the sukkah is possible. Of course, he can open both rooms, but he has to remember to do that. Yes, every time he wants to use the sukkah, he has to open both roofs. Or he can use just the other, if you would open just the other roof. If you would open the roof, this one over here, nearer to the kitchen, then he would be able to use this light green wall as part of his sukkah. But as it stands, having only opened this roof, this light green wall is not connected in any way to the sukkah. Even though he has a doorway here, Tzuras HaPesach here, but he hasn't got the pastalad, which the Gemara mentions. There's four tvachim blocks in his sukkah.
Why is he open the bottom up?
If you would open this one, yeah, then you would have...
Where you've got three walls. Three walls.
So you have one wall over here. Yeah. This wall over here is within four amas is Dofen HaKumo. And then this part with the return, followed by the Tzuras HaPesach, which allow that to kosher. Another example of a similar situation, we had a sukkah over here. Three perfect walls all around his sukkah, all within four amas, everything looked great. Till he decided to only open one roof. When he only opens one roof, again, he now loses that back wall, is actually the in wall, the closer to the house, because it's now too far from the sukkah. It's more than four amas, 1.8 meters, and he's lost that wall. So now he only has two walls. So there are his two walls, highlighted in green, two walls at right angles to each other of the sukkah so far, but that return was not big enough. It wasn't the shear to be considered a small part of the wall, and therefore, whenever he wants to use the sukkah, he must close that door. If he's opening one roof, he must make sure that that door is closed all times. If he's got that door closed, then it's kosher. And then we'll see, I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to see the present that bit, but moving on to part three. This is a major indoor sukkah problem, potential problem. People very often have such a thing. This is based on a Gemara. So we're going to just explain the Gemara. The Gemara says if you have a sukkah which is less than 10 tefachim high, very narrow sukkah, small sukkah, shallow, not 10 tefachim high. So that's at this stage, it's still possible. So the Gemara says he digs a hole, and by digging this hole, he's going to raise the height of the schach from the ground, because his hole is going to be the ground of the sukkah. So he's dug his hole over there, which is now full height of 10 tefachim high. The Gemara says it depends. If the distance between the edge of the hole and the wall is 3 tefachim or more, then the sukkah is possible. However, if the distance between the edge of the hole and his wall is less than 3 tefachim, within 3 tefachim, then the sukkah is kosher. That's the Gemara in Daf Dalet. Those are the Daf Yemi. We'll remember that. Effectively, what the Gemara is saying is that as this sukkah wall is made up from two sections, one section over there and one section over there, the vertical side of his hole, which together make up the required 10 tefachim. And the condition that the Gemara applies is telling us that whenever you have a wall made up of two sections offset by a gap of 3 tefachim, that wall is not considered a sukkah wall. It doesn't exist as far as sukkah is concerned. It has to be within 3 tefachim in order for the sukkah wall to be kosher. And this presents a major issue because this applies to windowsills, this applies to kitchen cabinets. Take every standard kitchen counter is 90, 91 centimetres high, which is not 10 tefachim. And the depth of the kitchen counter is 60 centimetres, which is significantly more than 3 tefachim. Which means that when you look at a kitchen in relation to a sukkah, you can see the sukkah up there, there's not a single point in that wall that has a stretch of 10 tefachim, which we can therefore apply the halacha of 10 tefachim for a sukkah. Every part of the sukkah wall is offset by the part above it and below it by a gap of 3 tefachim or more, which means that that sukkah wall is possible.
You can do something about it, can't you?
You can do things about it. You can raise the height of the counter somehow. You can bring, you can put a sheet up. You can do. There's things to be done. I'm not saying that you have to knock the house down. But it has to. A person has to inquire about it, know about it, and work it out. From where? The cabinets on the top, they're also not 10 tefachim. There's no 10 tefachim anyway there.
You need one lot of 10 tefachim, the higher ones with 10.
So if you have the higher one of 10 tefachim, there are many poiskim who are meikel, although there are many poiskim who are machmir, but if it's already built, we're certainly not going to tell him again to knock the sukkah down, depending if he wants to rely on the poiskim. Yes. Very chosh for poiskim who are mati, so one could be meikel.
The actual wall is not 10 tefachim.
So the actual wall behind it is well, it's more than 10 tefachim.
The units
in front,
units,
that's right.
So
Why can't you put any steps on the top and shadow units on these steps? That's your form wall.
Why can't we ignore the units?
Go for that.
If the wall is within the 4 hours.
It's the same question, I think.
If the wall is within 4 hours, why don't we count the wall?
So, ask why can't you use the wall behind the units?
Behind the units.
The answer is the units are fixed to the wall, they're a fixture to the wall. If you put a chair up against the wall, obviously it doesn't not going to rebuttal the wall. But something which is fixed against the wall, it's a fixture to the wall. It's the wall is the face of the cabinet which the sukkah is presented inside the sukkah. The sukkah wall from the outside is meaningless. There's no wall to the outside. The sukkah wall is always what presents itself inside the sukkah. And this again, with a windowsill, if the height of the windowsill is less than 10 tefachim, and the depth of the windowsill is 3 tefachim or more, then that wall could be possible. In this particular case, the windowsill depth is less than 3 tefachim, but the height is actually just under 10 tefachim. For a different reason, he's got a bit of a problem with this wall, but very common is to have a radiator, to hang a radiator underneath the window. Very normal. Radiators under windows are very normal things. And again, a radiator is a fixture to the wall. It's not something which you take off and put on every time, every winter. You don't put a new radiator on. Therefore, the face of the radiator is where the sukkah wall starts. You'd have to measure from the face of the radiator to the window pane if the height of the windowsill is less than 3 tefachim. Again, if the height of the windowsill is 10 tefachim, then you can completely ignore the window because you've got the face of the wall, let's call it, which is 10 tefachim, and that's your sukkah wall. We're talking about where the height of the windowsill is within 10 tefachim and the depth from the face of the wall, window wall or radiator, to the window is more than three tefachim or more, then this sukkah wall could be possible. It could be because, as I mentioned, that particular case was within 3 tefachim anyway, so it was okay.
While the curtains are hanging,
which is straight
up,
because
it becomes a part of the wall.
So,
which are hanging in front of the window, if they are leveling up the would you not consider that a continuation of the wall?
So the curtains is a big machlokes, chazanish and Mishnah Berurah, because theoretically speaking, curtains blow in the wind, except the fact that they've got a window there, so they're not blowing in the wind.
Close.
So even if the window is closed, so the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, and the chazanish is mekel. So in three places, in Erevin, in Shabbos, and in Sukkah, three times, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir on a mechitzah are made out of curtain that is indoors, which therefore can't blow, but the chazanish is mekel, so I'm not passing the shayla. So. Robert? I should carry on?
Can you give us some shurics? In other words, how much is 3 tefachim, how much is 10 tefachim?
So 3 tefachim, I'm hesitant to give shurim in public because people measure and then they end up doing things wrong. I'll talk to you afterwards if you want. If you want, I can give you some general guidance. I'd say a meter high for 10 tefachim.
A meter?
Yeah. Okay. And depending on 3 tefachim, it depends on whether you're coming to Nachum or Mekel, that's right. Within, if you need 3 tefachim or not, so I don't want to commit myself to that.
Okay.
Yeah, are you sure? I don't want to go. Yes?
3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yeah, a few minutes.
So, very briefly and quickly, we'll try and go through. Just to consolidate the halachas we've learnt together, this was somebody in Manchester who consulted me about his sukkah. I must tell you, the people who put the sukkah, they told me that he makes a disclaimer. He says, I'm a builder, not a rabbi. People ask me to put their sukkah roofs in. I don't tell them where it's kosher. He said, up to 50% of the sukkahs he reckons could be possible. And but he said, he writes on his emails, he puts a disclaimer, he's not here to kosher the sukkah, he's a constructor. Anyway.
This is an indoor sukkah.
Yeah, that's where the sukkah's position. This is someone in Manchester. So you'll notice he's got doorways and he's got a window. And there are two ways to look at this sukkah. Both will be perfectly kosher, but both involve their own areas to look out for. You could, again, view this, like we mentioned, two walls at right angles to each other, each of 7 tefachim, followed by a third wall, which connected by a Tzuras HaPesach doorway, and that would be great. When doing that, you'd have to establish the height of that window is within, is 10 tefachim high, or if you want to be able to open the window, like we had that example. So, looking at the elevations, it did look like it was 10 tefachim from the ground, but you'd have to verify that from the inside. Very often, the tile, by the time they put the flooring down, you've raised the height by a couple of centimetres, can make the difference between opening that window on sukkahs. Top opening window, obviously, it's okay, but if it's open from the evening. The second way of viewing this sukkah will be the other way that the Gemara mentioned, two parallel walls to each other of at least 7 tefachim, and then followed by a return of 4 tefachim with a doorway, so it's a Pesach. And in this situation, you'd have to verify that the 4 tefachim start in line with the sukkah opening. Not enough to start off from the back, from the side wall, because there's a space between the sukkah opening and the wall, because they need to have at least, I think, 30 to 45 centimeters, depending on the parapet on the side. And then, if he wants to open one roof, he'd have to carefully consider which way he's placing his sukkah roof, like that or like that, which doors he would like to have open when he wants to open one roof. So my message to everybody before they build or when they build is to keep in mind that these halachas are very, very complicated. As I said, I've got 3 hours worth of pictures here to show people if at the time of people who have been sitting in sukkahs for years with you know, inviting all their shpizin in and their sukkah being possible. There was one person who built spent tens of thousands of pounds on his extension, and he had one wall to his sukkah, just one wall. Horrendous. Now he's busy putting up in his kitchen, he's busy putting up wooden boards and everything, and it's creating tzaras for him. The Rabbonim I've spoken to have all encouraged me very much to open a consultancy. If anybody wants to, can see my website or email me. I'm available. So I'm not in Golders Green now for very long, this particular week, but I can come another time.
Just one comment before we put the thing off is from this Sunday and bank holiday days going forward, going back to our time of 9:10, so it's not 9:15 as we've had over the past few months.
Okay.